Chapter 3. The Party.
Oh, said Joe, a New Year's party.
Yes, Meg said, but we don't have the right dresses.
5 days later, Meg came quickly into the house.
Joe! Joe! She called. Where are you?
Here! Joe called. I'm reading!
Meg had a letter in her hand.
Listen, this letter's from Mrs. Gardner. It's for you and me, and it says, please come to a small party tomorrow evening. I talked to Mother, and we can go.
Oh, said Joe, a New Year's party.
Yes, Meg said, but we don't have the right dresses.
Joe said,
and I have a burn on my good dress.
You can sit on a chair all evening, Meg said. Then people can't see the burn. Don't dance.
Before the party, Beth and Amy helped Meg and Joe with their dresses and their hair.
I can curl your hair with some hot curlers, Meg, Joe said to her sister.
Suddenly, Beth said,
oh, look, Meg's hair, it's burning.
Oh, 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 Meg said, my hair, I can't go to the party now.
But Amy said,
put a ribbon in your hair. There, you can't see the burn now.
Beth kissed Meg and said,
you're beautiful.
Do you have your gloves, girls?
Mrs. March asked.
Good. Have a good time and come home at 11.
At the party, the music played and Meg danced. A tall boy with red hair walked across the room to Joe.
Can we dance?
He asked her. Joe wanted to dance, but she thought about the burn on her dress. She smiled and said, no. Then she went quickly into a small, quiet room. But the Lawrence boy was there.
Oh, I am sorry, Joe said. I didn't see you.
She looked at him.
You live in the big house near our house. My name's Josephine March, but people call me Joe.
The boy smiled. Hello, I'm Laurie, he said.
Laurie Lawrence? Joe asked.
My name's Theodore, he said. But I don't like it, because boys call me Dora. Now I'm Laurie.
We loved your Christmas present, Joe said.
Do you like parties?
Sometimes. I was in France for years, and I don't know people here.
France? Joe said. Can you talk French?
Joe and Laurie talked and talked. Laurie liked music.
Listen to the piano, Joe said. Let's go and dance.
Yes, let's do that, Laurie said.
Oh, Joe said suddenly. I can't.
Why?
Laurie asked.
I have a burn in the back of my dress. I can't dance.
Laurie smiled.
People aren't going to look, he said. Please come.
The party finished, and Joe and Meg went home. They went up to their bedroom. Amy and Beth were in bed, but they quickly opened their eyes. Amy said,
"Did you have a good time?"
"Oh, yes," Meg said.
"And you, Joe?"
Beth asked.
"Yes, I had a good time, too," Joe said.
"Here's some candy from the party."
They talked for a long time about the party and about Laurie.